Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Pretty much.
Do you think you can change your look?
Do you think you can change your fate?
Again, we always get stuck on this one.
Well, astrologer, this has been the astrological argument since astrology started. Fate or free will? Is everything predetermined before birth, or do we have partial determinism of some outcomes?
I think I just answered in my head the question I just asked you about. Do you think you can change your luck? And I'll answer with the following question. Is it possible to change your beliefs?
Yes.
So once one changes their beliefs, it could be that their quote unquote luck changes.
Now you, yeah. Well, now you're getting on the law of attraction theory. If you think about it, if your thoughts become things, if you change your thoughts, if you never think you're going to win a lottery, then you change it to, yeah, I can win a lottery and I will. Shouldn't that show up at your door at some point?
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
But the problem
that's what I wanted to get to.
But the thing is, what you think hitting a lottery is and what the universe is hitting a lottery is might be two different things.
Right. But at the point where your beliefs change and now your luck has changed with it, I would also assume that your perspective will also change. And so maybe in the past you thought winning the lottery was receiving, you know, $1 million. But once everything kind of, you know, once the wheel spins, winning the lottery could be, I don't know, spending one more moment with someone that you really love or care about.
All right. Now, I'm a one up on you and just say, look at Prince Charles. You know, even though he's been second in command, it may come to it that he may never be king. No matter what he tries to do. He might die before his mama. Wouldn't that be some shit?
That
also means no matter how much effort you put in, you may never be a boss.
But you could be a boss in another aspect of your life.
However, that's your Sagittarius moon. Look, that's what I talked about.
Right.
Trying to sugarcoat some stuff. Hey, in traditional astrology, Walter, you can't sugarcoat everything. That's what I said in the beginning. Hey, sometimes.
No, but listen.
Some bad shit gonna happen to some good people. It is what it is.
Yes, absolutely. You're right. But think about it like this. This is why the wheel is so unique to everyone, because society can tell you that being a boss is only, you know, worthy when, you know, you walk into an office that's yours and you employ 10,000 people.
All right.
Maybe you don't have that aspect in your chart at the top of your chart. So guess what? Maybe you're a boss when you walk into your one bedroom apartment with you and your significant other and your one child.
Speaking of child, now I have something for you. What do I say to somebody who talks to me about their child and being slow and having trouble reading and putting stuff together, right? And I was like, oh, all right. and I look at that person's child's chart, and I see Mercury in fall with Saturn sitting right on top of her Mercury, and this lady sitting up here talking to me about
the learning disability. Yeah.
Was it written in the stars?
Saturn in fall and where? In Cancer or in Leo?
Sagittarius.
In Leo, right?
No. I said Mercury in fall. I mean, Mercury in detriment, my bad. Mercury in detriment in Sagittarius with Saturn sitting right on top of Mercury.
That makes a lot of sense.
Hmm?
That makes a lot of sense.
Hey, Sagittarius, higher learning. This person's talking about this person has a learning disability.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know if this person may ever get over that hump.
Yeah, because remember, progressions.
Yeah. They may. Or they could. They could end up
progressions play a part, you know.
Let me ask you this. I mean, I didn't really like examine the chart, but that person could get over that learning disability, or that person could end up in a straitjacket.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.